Chapter 1 Allison leaned over the railing of the ship and stared out at the frothy, wind-churned waters of Puget Sound. The frigid wind slapped at her cheeks and dark clouds threatened rain. A light frosting of snow had coated Seattle when they departed, but the city and any hint of snow were long out of sight. January on the ocean did not make for pleasant travel. Light pulsed beneath the surface on the sides and behind the long gray NOAA research vessel that plowed through the water. A shimmering triangular sheet of light streaked ahead in front of the ship, and a strand of blue-yellow light connected it to the bow. It was bait for the magical sea creatures now surrounding the vessel, the sources of the lights in the water. A smiling, brown-haired woman slipped a wand into a holster at her belt before she zipped her ankle-length black raincoat and stepped to the railing. "Do you see any trouble?" Allison shook her head. She pointed to a few black specks high above them. "I have my team watching us with drones. We should be fine, Dr. Masterson. I have my best people aboard. Even if anything happens, we'll be able to handle it."
"Dr. Masterson?"
The woman waved her hands in front of her chest.
"I told you before, call me Kaylee. I hate it when people call me Dr. Masterson, even when I go to conferences."
She gestured to one of the light pulses.
"I didn't really make it clear before, but now that we're underway, I want to say I was ecstatic when I heard we would have Brownstone security to help protect the shimmer rays while we lead them to the sanctuary."
She laughed.
"I joked about getting your company when I proposed the transfer of the shimmer ray population, but I didn't think we'd be able to afford it. I have to thank you for the discount. I understand it's something you don't do often."
"It's nice to do a job that doesn't involve crazy terrorists every now and again, and when my assistant mentioned it, it seemed like a good idea. Then again, from what you've told me, many of these poachers work directly for organized crime groups, so it's merely another day at the office for me."
Allison looked over her shoulder to make sure none of her friends were on the deck, clutching their stomachs and losing their lunch. Mason, Drysy, and Hannah stood inside the squat bridge. The Fox had a little trouble with balance for the first few hours of the trip, but a quick spell by Mason took care of that. She currently stood near the Welsh woman, laughing at something. Kaylee sighed.
"It's sad that we even need protection, but poaching activity is what has forced us to move the population. I might be a witch, but it's not exactly like NOAA wants their scientists to confront magical poachers. Besides, I lack the practical fighting experience your team has."
From what the woman had explained, shimmer rays were hunted because their organs were useful ingredients in a number of magical preparations, both ritual components and potions.
"Don't worry about the poachers," Allison shrugged. "I have a reputation. It might be enough to keep us from running into any sort of trouble at all. And you have everything secured on the Canadian end?"
The scientist nodded.
"According to the last transmission we received, the Canadian security team will meet with us shortly after we pass into Canadian territorial waters. They'll take us the rest of the way, but only because their government prefers it that way. I wouldn't have minded you going all the way with us, and I do appreciate you being here for even this short period. I feel far safer knowing the famous Allison Brownstone is on board."
Kaylee smiled as one of the shimmer rays leapt out of the water. The animal resembled a translucent manta ray, cloaked in a secondary skin of shimmering white light, although the animal lacked the eyes and mouth of a mundane ray. It re-entered the water and dove several yards.
"I don't think a lot of people realize how precarious the situation is for so many of these magical animal populations," she explained. "It'll probably be hundreds, if not thousands, of years before the background level of magic on Earth is sufficient to support healthy populations of such creatures. It's almost a miracle that there is a breeding population of these beautiful animals as is, and I've spent my entire career trying to protect them. Actually, they were the subject of my doctoral thesis. They are a distinct species compared to the shimmer rays on Oriseran, but funding's a lot less tight these days, which helps."
"It is."
Allison regretted how skeptical she sounded. "I don't really follow academia, sorry." The woman nodded.
"Ever since they identified that Malloc a few years back, there's been far more awareness of the issue of protecting magical creatures. Awareness brings money."
Allison had heard about it. A Malloc was a massive marine creature that could easily be mistaken for an island, and a group composed primarily of students, some of whom were from the School of Necessary Magic, which gave her a warm feeling of pride, had found one off the East Coast during an otherwise routine magical survey trip. Even many Orisarans were excited by the discovery of such a rare beast, let alone one on Earth. She had been to Orisaran, but most people on Earth hadn't. Kaylee was right. The more magic that flowed into Earth, the more the planet would change into a world of magic, and what used to be considered fantasy, and people underestimated what that would mean. Even though most people understood that Orisaran was a world of high magic, they often thought of magic as nothing more than a fancy new toy they could use, and not as a fundamentally reality-changing force. What will the world look like in 100 years? 200 years? I kick a lot of ass, but people like Kaylee change the world in their own very important way by protecting our new magical heritage. A witch scientist, huh? Allison smiled. I was thinking about how people get so stuck in their head about what magic means. But I'm no better. I'm a security contractor who deals mostly with magical threats. Even though I went to a school from where most magicals went on to less violent work, I let myself forget that not every magical's out there fighting. Kaylee rested her arms on the railing. My family was fully aware of their magical heritage even before the gates opened, and we usually managed to produce one solid witch or wizard, if not more, each generation. I was born the year the gates started opening, actually. She released a wistful sigh. I grew up wanting to live on Orisaran so badly. A true world of magic. We took a few trips there when I was younger, but it was weird. It's magical, but it's also very alien in its own way. Still, seeing so many magical creatures inspired me to help protect what we have on Earth. She smiled. I knew it'd be hard. Most of the funding for this kind of thing is governmental, and even the private funding tends to be geared toward people who already rely heavily on government projects. There was still considerable concern about magicals when I started graduate school. She chuckled. Even today, it's not as if NOAA is full of magicals, and being a marine biologist isn't the best-paying job in the world, especially for a witch. Allison glanced at Tahir and Sonya's 4 drones circling overhead. I suppose we all end up where we need to be in the end. She frowned as a wave of magic passed through her. There was a high level of local magic from the bait, but the latest sensation was distinct from that. Kaylee swallowed and pulled out her wand. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I did.
She sighed and tapped her ear to make sure her receiver was still in place.
Tahir, do you pick anything up? I felt some strange magic. Even accounting for the shimmer rays, there was an unusual heat signature in the water,
the infomancer replied.
But it simply disappeared.
Great, she sighed. So much for my reputation scaring poachers off. Mason, Drycey, and Hannah emerged from the bridge, all grim-faced. But the seriousness was somewhat undercut by Hannah's ridiculous bright red vinyl raincoat and matching floppy hat and rubber boots, her version of appropriate sailing wear. The tachi rested in its sheath on her sword belt. Another powerful surge of magic passed over the area.
Something's coming toward the boat, and fast, Tahir reported.
The entire craft shuddered and almost knocked Allison off her feet. The rays began to scatter. Kaylee gasped and chanted a quick spell. Her bait spell grew brighter, and the rays turned toward it.
I can't let them scatter. They'll be picked off easily, even by other animals, if they leave the group.
With a groan, the vessel listed to one side, and something dark leaked from below deck and spilled into the water. The vessel's captain shouted in the bridge to one of his men. Several rushed toward stairs at the back. Allison grimaced.
Drycey, how good are you at repair spells?
I'm decent.
The witch shrugged.
I'm no mechanic, but it's how I saved on my bike whenever some bloody bastard trashed it.
The half-drow layered a shield over herself and pointed to the stairs.
Go help them plug whatever hole is down there.
Right.
The witch gave a quick nod and rushed away without a backward glance. Kaylee's jaw tightened as she cast another spell. A juddering line of bright white light streamed from her wand to the bait.
It keeps weakening. I think they're trying to remove it. It's definitely poachers.
Damn.
Allison summoned a shadow blade. Mason drew his wand and cast his shield and enhancement spells. Hannah tapped her crystalline ring 3 times to summon the crimson glow that would protect her. A moment later, her eyes turned vulpine, and her 9 glowing tails appeared. She didn't draw her sword, but instead extended her claws. 4 blue flashes erupted from the water. They obliterated the drones in bright explosions.
"We've lost," Tahir began.
"Yeah, I saw that," Allison interrupted. "Contact the Coast Guard, let them know we're under attack and attempting to contain the situation. If the assholes destroy the boat, we'll need someone to rescue everyone."
Kaylee narrowed her eyes. She grasped her wand with both hands as she strained to maintain her spell. Streams of water hurtled from the ocean and landed on the deck, where they formed into opaque humanoid shapes.
"What the hell are those?"
Hannah asked as she crouched with her claws up.
"These are the poachers? Weird. Water guys? Water men? Waterlings?"
Allison shook her head.
"No, these are simply summoned garbage, basically dolls. I made a waterling like this once in school in a class, or whatever you want to call it."
She released her sword and thrust out with her palm. A surge of light magic struck one of the figures in the chest. It collapsed into a puddle of regular water and spread over the deck around it.
"They aren't so tough. I'm beginning to think our poachers don't know Brownstone Security is on board. That might explain why they've made an attempt."
More jets of water shot from the ocean to form additional invaders.
"Huh. The boat isn't listing anymore. Drycey must have succeeded, but the poachers might shoot it again. I have to stop that."
Hannah charged forward and swiped her claws through one of the summoned entities. After 2 passes, it collapsed. A waterling swung its stub of an arm at her to strike her on the side of the head. She stumbled back with a hiss, but the red glow around her remained undimmed.
"They're stronger than they look," she muttered.
Mason chanted something under his breath before he aimed his wand at an enemy and launched a fireball. The attack reduced the target to a puddle.
"Why do I have a feeling we'll be bailing water by the time this is done?"
Allison asked. She eliminated another few with quick magical blasts, but additional streams of water launched from the ocean to produce more enemies. Hannah ripped into another 2 before she shook her head.
"This is endless. Why don't they give up already?"
Kaylee took several deep breaths, and sweat mingled with the water splashed on her face.
"I'm keeping all the rays here, but I don't know how long I can maintain this."
"That's probably their plan," Allison suggested. "They're here for the rays, after all, not to take this boat." She took a deep breath as a crazy plan snuck into her mind.
"Mason, Hannah, can you handle these things for a while?"
The fox rushed through several of the watery attackers and destroyed a couple of them with a few quick swipes.
"Sure, we've got this."
"Yes, we're fine, eh? But what about you?"
Mason's blast reduced another waterling to a puddle.
"You've got a plan?"
Allison nodded toward the water as she destroyed 2 of the entities with shots from both hands.
"Why fight the puppets when you can fight the puppet master?"
"True, but... wait, you're planning to go into the water?"
He frowned.
"Without us?"
"I don't have to wave a wand around, and Hannah's speed won't be useful underwater."
She grinned.
"And whoever is screwing with us is under there."
She layered an additional shield around her before she dived over the side.
"Tahir really needs to get submarine drones."